Islam invites us towards all that is good and warns us from all that is bad. From amongst the virtuous and good deeds is visiting the ill and afflicted. Let's hear a beautiful narration in regards to this. And Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala an qala Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, man aada maridan nada munadin min as-sama tibta wa taba mamshaka wa tabawwa'ta min al-jannati manzila. It is narrated from Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala an that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, whoever visits a sick person, an announcer announces from heaven, may you be happy, may your walking be dignified, and may you have a dignified position in paradise. Subhanallah, the teaching of Islam is beautiful, that normally we tend to visit one another in times of good health, in times of happiness. But Islam advocates that we visit one another when one is going through a phase of sickness and calamities. And subhanallah, like any other virtue, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam led by example. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would personally take time out and go and visit the ill people. Or if he wasn't able to do so, then he would inquire about their health from the other ashab. So visiting the sick is also from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And as evident from this blessed hadith that we have just heard, that there are many other virtues of visiting the sick person, such that the walking towards the sick person has been likened towards walking and reaping the fruits of Jannah. And when one sits and spends time with the sick person, that is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends His mercy upon that individual. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, for everything that we do, we ought to take tarbiyah, we ought to take guidance from the sharia. Yes, even for visiting the sick, we should learn about the adab, the manners and etiquettes. And alhamdulillah, these have thoroughly been discussed in the Madani Muzakiras of Amir Ahle Sunnah through practical scenarios. And no doubt, when one shows compassion, he will invite the compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards him. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let us hope and pray that each and every affliction that we experience is a blessing in disguise, a means of cleansing and purifying both our body and soul from every harm and impurity. And may our visiting the sick during their sickness bring us and them immense reward. Ameen, bijahin nabil, ameen. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.